You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the culinary arts, which have been operating in a whole new world in recent months due to the global health crisis. Our guest today is Micah Barthelmy, principal and CEO Barstar Group, which owns and operates several Ann Arbor area bars and restaurants, including Nightcap, Lo-Fi, Babs Underground in the downtown area. And Micah is also a board member of the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority. So thanks for joining us here on WEMU.
Thanks so much for having me, Lisa.
Let's talk about your businesses first. How has the pandemic impacted your businesses?
So since March 16th, all of our businesses, five, six in total, are completely closed. We have not been able to operate in any capacity thus far.
But you're still hanging on?
We're still hanging on. We're looking forward to reopening safely here June 8th when the governor allows in-room dining to resume and our businesses can reopen. We're really looking forward to getting our employees back to work and seeing our customers again.
From what I'm seeing and hearing, and you're way more connected to this than I am, it's going to be kind of a different opening. She said June 8th, yes, bars and restaurants can open, but I'm hearing from a lot of owners that they're not necessarily ready to open on June 8th. What do you think that'll look like?
You know, I think we all got taken a little off guard. It was a little sudden. We expected a little more time to prepare. So I know a lot of people are feeling anxious about making sure safety protocols are in place. I know a lot of employees are concerned about, you know, what their workplace is doing to keep them safe. So hopefully operators can surmount those challenges and communicate their strategies for keeping their employees and their customers safe.
Will you be able to reopen everything on June 8th?
You know, we're going to take a little more time. So we have one or two units that we feel are ready to reopen in a small capacity that week. Some others are going to take a little more preparation and time. You know, we don't want to rush anything, and we want to make sure we're delivering a great product and a great experience as safely as possible, both for our guests and for our staff.
So technically you'll be allowed to open, but I know that you had asked the governor for an executive order for the sale and safely packaged single-serving cocktails in our beer or wine and spirits. Are you still advocating for that?
Absolutely. We think it's integral to the survival of a lot of these small businesses. It's been successful legislation has passed in a number of states, and we've seen some of our colleagues in other bars and restaurants across the country who have had a lot of success in recouping some of their lost revenue due to the crisis and reduced capacity. And we really feel like it's a common sense action that could be taken to save a lot of businesses and help us weather what's going on in the world right now. Additionally, State Senator Jeff Irwin co-sponsored a bill with, I believe, Senator Nesbitt out of Royal Oak to allow for these types of sales to take place. I am unsure about the status of that bill or when it will be going to vote, but we certainly support it. A lot of our industry groups support it, and we're hoping that it makes its way through the legislature and the governor signs it.
How would that work, single package serving cocktails? Would you be allowed to drink it on the street or just take it home?
Well, there's two separate issues here. Another thing that has been introduced with this legislation is a creation of a entertainment district in which municipalities could create or designate certain areas, streets, as drinking districts where open container laws would not apply, and you could take a drink from one bar, walk in the street, and walk to another, much like a Bourbon Street in New Orleans. However, the original legislation and the original idea we had was to be able for bars and restaurants to be able to sell cocktails or spirits to their customers for carry out for consumption at home. These would be safely packaged and be able to be consumed at home with your guests if you were having an intimate party or just wanted to have something at home to relax. And this for guests who maybe aren't comfortable coming back into a bar right away or people who just want to enjoy their favorite beverage at home.
Now, this would be in addition to what the Ann Arbor City Council did this week. They approved some street closures to expand downtown spaces for dining and drinking. So that would be separate from that?
That's correct. So this that action was separate from the drinking district that just allows individual restaurants and bars and retailers to expand their operations into the street that is closed or into the parking right of way. And this basically gives you increased capacity for your licensed patio area. Drinks in this case would not be able to be transferred from one patio to another or from a patio into the street until that legislation made its way through the state and got signed by the governor. However, this does increase, since we have reduced capacity inside, this does allow restaurants and bars to increase their capacity by adding a number of seats, spaced, of course, 6 feet apart in the street. And I think it really will lively the ambiance of our streets and create a safer pedestrian and customer experience.
And that was a city resolution. It was approved. It's in effect June 12th through August 23rd. So it sounds like you're saying, yes, you think that is a great idea. That will be helpful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it will bring a lot of life and vibrancy to downtown while still allowing for safe spacing and distancing. I also think that it'll be an important part of allowing businesses to recover some of that lost capacity that they lost with the reduction inside by allowing them to safely serve more guests outside.
As a bar and restaurant owner and a member of the Downtown Development Authority in Ann Arbor, do you have any sense yet on what the overall impact from the pandemic is going to have on the restaurant scene in Ann Arbor? Who gets to stay open? Have several restaurants already been forced to close for good?
Yes, yes. We've heard several. There's been a couple of that have been announced. We hear whispers of others that may not come back. So I can't sugarcoat it. This has been a devastating crisis for our industry and not only here, but statewide and nationwide. I think that you're going to see a changed atmosphere and a changed downtown scene. It's really unfortunate, but this crisis has really hit a lot of people hard, and some people don't have the resources to wait it out or bounce back. And it's going to be very difficult for a lot of people, given the crisis.
I think people think opening a restaurant, I'm going to make fun food and we're going to connect. And yet I've seen you very involved with the state legislature. And did you realize how political this whole experience would be?
No. This is all new, and we're just kind of taking it as it comes and doing our best to advocate for our businesses, our employees, our colleagues and friends and neighbors, and make sure we have a vibrant town and community to come back to and enjoy. This is people's livelihoods are at stake, not just owners and operators, but there's a lot of all of our employees, but there's also a whole vendor system that underlies. It's also small business and family owned. So this will have far-reaching effects, I think, for a long time to come.
Micah Barthelme, principal and CEO of Bar Star Group, owner and operator of several Ann Arbor bars and restaurants, member of the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority. Thank you for joining us here on this edition of Art and Soul on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.